You're listening to Connect Communities Podcast, recorded live in Stamford, Connecticut. If you'd like to know more about our community, stop by our website at www.connectcommunity.tv. Enjoy the message.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so glad to have you with us this morning online today. And we're here coming to you from the Connect Community office, as we shared. And if you're just tuning in, know that we love you. We wish we could be with you in person today. If this is your first time with us, my name is J.D. Miller. My beautiful wife was here with me, and I are the pastors of this church. And I want to continue our series, Soul Rehab, today with a message about seasons. If you have been with us, you know that we have been talking about the importance of caring for your soul, and we've talked about subjects that have to do with your inward person. We started with a message about courage. I encourage you to be courageous. If you remember, we talked about Joshua. Then we talked about humility. I shared a message with you about the importance of being humble, Then we talked about unity, God's way, how to understand unity in God's model, that you belong, that unity with God is not just alignment. It goes beyond alignment, it to belonging. Even if you're not completely aligned, you still belong and you're part of the body. And then last week, I talked to you about the importance of self-leadership. If you remember, we talked about the importance of setting the temperature of every situation in every space we walk in, and allow God to use us in that manner to not only lead ourselves, but be an example and lead others. And today, I want to look a little bit more outwardly at circumstances that may surround you, things that can be around you, not necessarily in your soul, but it can affect you. And a message that I want to share with you today is about seasons. I want to talk about seasons. And scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. It's important for us to know how to navigate the different seasons in life. It's important for us to have the maturity to be able to respond appropriately to different seasons in life, because life is not always going to go your way. Life is not always going to happen the way we hope. We're not always going to receive what we're believing for, what we're praying for, what we desire. We're not always going to see what we're believing for in faith. And it's important for us to understand that those seasons, those moments, they can be harsh on our soul. If we go through a hard season, a season of rejection, a season of loss, it could be depressing. A setback in our lives could be very discouraging. And if a season is hard enough on you, if a season you go through is hard enough on your identity, to the point that before the season you thought you were going to be somebody, and then after that hard season, the season does something to you. That hard season does something to you that on the other end of it, you don't really recognize who you are. And you know what I'm talking about? Like, you've probably been through a situation like that, where you started a process or you started a situation, and you thought you were going to be one person on the other end of it. And then when you cross that season, you were not the person that you were hoping to be. And if the season is hard enough, if you go through something like that, that's difficult enough, you could come to an existential crisis because you don't really know who you are. You don't know what to believe in. And you don't know what to live for. What are you to live for? What are you supposed to believe in? That's an existential crisis. And too many people, they get caught up in the emotion of a season, in the hardship of a season, because they were not prepared to navigate that hard season. And that's hard on their soul. And this affects all of us. Doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status, it affects all of us. Poor and rich, man, woman, young and old. Now, if you're not doing well financially, let's say, still there's a thought that, man, I didn't have the opportunities, I didn't have the finance to become what I was hoping to become. So there's at least a little bit of hope there. But what if you get to that place emotionally and you did get the house, you did get the person you love, the spouse you were hoping for, you did get the kids, and you have the career, and still there's a conflict on the inside? Then you're not just in an existential crisis, you're also ungrateful because you have all the things that others desire. It could be very hard. And I don't know if you're there right now or if you've been through a season like that. The thing about seasons is this: a season is temporary. That's in the definition of the word season. Something that's seasonal, it means it's temporary. But even though a season is always temporary, the effects of a season can be permanent in our lives. And if that effect is positive, if a season is positive and the effect is positive, life gets better. If you have gotten over an ailment, a disease, and you got healthy again, man, wow, life looks completely different to you. There's a revelation, an awakening, especially if that ailment or disease was life-threatening. If you went through a financial breakthrough, you got debt-free. Or maybe you got promoted, you received an offer, you got investors into your business, and that changed everything. Man, that season, that moment can change your life forever, because if you act in wisdom, you can make sure that that blessing can last for the rest of your life, and maybe even for the rest of your children's lives. So a season can have a permanent effect in our lives. But the same is also true for negative seasons. And I would say even more so. My wife is here to attest. She's the specialist. But a negative season, negative emotions, take more out of us. It takes more effort out of us to process. And because of that, negative seasons have a greater impact on us than positive ones. Did you know that the negative experiences actually stick with you a little longer than positive ones? If you go to a restaurant that you love and you have a great experience and you're treated with respect and the food is great at an appropriate price, man, you love it. That's a memorable experience. I remember in Houston, we had a favorite restaurant, El Tiempo Cantina. Oh, I love that Tex-Mex restaurant, man. And I had my waiter. My waiter, his name was Hector. Hector was the man. Because every time I went to El Tiempo, it was my birthday. See, at El Tiempo, if it's your birthday, you get a free tres leches. And Hector made sure that every single time I went to El Tiempo, it was my birthday. I'm like 77 years old in El Tiempo years because of how many tres leches he got me for free. Those are memorable things. I'm trying to lose it still, honey. I've got there. Those are memorable things. But the opposite is even more true. If you go to a restaurant and you're mistreated, the server is rude to you. If you got overcharged and the food didn't sit well and got you sick, you're never going to forget that. You will never set foot again in that space. And you will share with so many people. They did a study with two groups of people. And these two groups of people each went through a specific experience. One group, they gave a certain amount of money to that group as a gift. The second group had to give up the same amount of money. Basically, they lost that same amount of money. And they analyzed the emotional response and the emotional effect those experiences had on those people. And did you know that the people that got the money, let's say they got $100 each, the emotional effect on them was not as strong as the ones who lost. Across the board, those who lost the amount of money had a greater emotional effect on them than the ones who gained. That's because pain has a greater effect on you than pleasure. And it has the potential to change us and to stick with us. And that's true of every sphere of life, not just your life experiences. That's true of your spiritual reality too. It's true about your faith. If you put your faith in God and you believe and things don't go the way you planned, you could have a crisis of faith. If you prayed and you believe and still it didn't turn out the way you hoped for. I don't know if you've been there, but it could be really hard. If you've been there, how did you feel? What did it make you do? How was your faith? Maybe you cried out like David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? David felt like God was so distant from him. Like God wasn't connected to his pain at all. Or maybe you pray like Habakkuk. Oh Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? Or cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity? And why do you idly look at wrong? Wow. Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. It can be really, really difficult to go through a season where it feels like God is not present because the things that we were hoping for are not turning out according to our vision, according to our expectation. That's hard to reconcile. I don't know if you've been there. And I think the reason why those negative experiences have take such a toll on us, particularly, and affect us so much, is because it's not just the thing we're hoping for that is at stake, but it's hope itself. Hope itself suffers. See, when you hope for something, and hope is deferred, when you hope for something and hope is frustrated, hope ends up in disappointment. It's not just that thing you're hoping for that you lose or that you don't get to achieve. Hope itself is lost. And with each experience, you get a little bit more hopeless. With each experience, you get a little bit more affected by it. It's not just the loss. It's not just the money. It's not just the relationship. It's not just the promotion. Hope itself, faith itself suffers loss. And if that gets affected too, it could have a lasting impact on your soul. You could get to a place where you don't really know what to believe in. And I don't know if you've been there before, but man, that can break your heart. It can break your soul. And my goal today is simple. My goal today is that your faith may be reignited, that your heart may be rejuvenated, that a fresh sense of the Holy Spirit and of God can come into your heart, a fresh air into your soul, that you know that God is for you, that there are things that you can't see, that there are things that you don't realize yet that God is doing right now. He is working. And that if you follow him, for those of you who follow God, for those of you who submit their plans to God's master plan, see, you have a plan, but God has a master plan, and his plan is bigger than your plan. Things that he can see, you cannot see. His ways are higher, though his word says. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, his scripture says. Here's what a scripture says too. That we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. See, it doesn't mean that you won't be disappointed. It doesn't mean that you will not go through hard seasons. It doesn't mean that you will not have difficult experiences. Whatever difficult circumstance, whatever challenge you might be going through, when you follow God, that negative season, that negative circumstances will not leave a permanent negative outcome in your life. God will turn it for good. And I hope that gets down in your spirit. I hope that you can receive that and that the Holy Spirit is ministering to you this morning, today. See, there's something happening beneath the surface. There's something happening underneath that situation, underneath that disappointment. There's something happening beneath the surface that if you tune in, If you open your heart to God's guidance, if you open your heart to what God is doing, God will not only let this season of your life, he was not going to let the season of your life go to waste, but not only that, he's going to show you what he's doing in your life. You got to know that every season has a purpose. Every season in your life has a purpose. And you might be going through a difficult season right now. God has a purpose for it. Look at nature. Nature stands to show us that every season has a purpose. You think about spring. Spring is a season of growth, a season of transformation. You think about summer. Summer is a season of strength, a season of sustenance. And fall. Fall is a season of release, a season of letting go of unnecessary things. Winter. Winter is a season of rest, a season of renewal. And the same is true in your life. There are different seasons. You might hope that to be in summer, and God has you in winter right now. Maybe you are hoping for spring, but God has you in fall. You are hoping for growth and expansion, and God is saying, you got to let go of certain things. You got to let go of unnecessary things in your life. You got to minimize your life. Listen, God is doing something in this season. Just because you can't see the totality of what he's doing, it does not mean that he's not working together for good in your life. Each season has a purpose. And if you get caught up in the challenges of a season, if you get caught up on the negativity of a season, you can forget that whatever you're going through right now is only part of the total. See, right now, you might be at a peak. You might be blessed, winning. Or maybe you're in a valley right now, suffering loss, dealing with hard circumstances. You got to remember, it's only a season. This will pass. And this season has a purpose in your life. God is using it to work in your heart. See, it makes me think about David. David, King David in the Old Testament. If you read 1 Samuel, about chapter 12, 13 is where we start to see the transformation in the kingdom, where God begins to move on. And David is anointed king of Israel as a teenager. He was secretly anointed king by the prophet Samuel. But he didn't go to a palace. He didn't go to training to be king. He didn't go to kingship school. David was anointed king, given the promise to be king, and went right back to what he was doing. He was a shepherd. He was taking care of sheep. And for years, that's all he did. He cared for sheep. He fed them. He kept them safe. He cared for them. That's all he did, day in and day out. And I'm sure there should be occasions where David thought, where's my life going? What's happening right now? See, there are even occasions, scripture says, that beasts came to attack the sheep. And I imagine David thinking, man, God's promise didn't mean anything. Samuel, the prophet, came and anointed me king, but I don't think God meant it. Maybe that was just an off day or something. Maybe Samuel was not thinking straight that day. Nothing has changed. I'm doing the same thing day in and day out. Why should I risk my life for these sheep? Scripture says that lions and bears would come to his sheep and that he fought them. But I'm sure David could have thought, like, why should I risk my life for these sheep? Especially if I'm going to be a king. But David didn't do that. See, David was faithful with what he had. He was faithful in the season that he was in. He fought the lion and he fought the bear and he kept the sheep safe. He thought, if this is what I have to do to be excellent in where I am, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep my sheep safe. He was safe, faithful in that season of life. And when he got to a point where he was a little bit older, his dad, Jesse, asked him to go run an errand for his brothers. See, his brothers were ranked in the army, and David was still just a shepherd. But when he got to that season and he got to that place and he took that errand and went to visit his brothers as his dad had asked, he found out that there was a giant named Goliath. You know the story. That was challenging the people of Israel every single day in the Valley of Elah. He was coming into the valley and challenging the entire encampment of Israel on a man-to-man fight. And everyone was afraid. They were so, so afraid, except David. When David got to that place, he was appalled, not afraid. He was appalled that anybody from the encampment would allow a Philistine to submit them, to cause them to be afraid like that. And so David, if you know the story, you know that David took on Goliath and he defeated Goliath. But I wonder if David would have had the confidence to defeat Goliath. I wonder if he had had the courage and the confidence to fight, if he hadn't had the humility and the resolve to be faithful in the season that he was in. He was faithful as a shepherd. And he couldn't realize at the time that fighting a lion and fighting a bear to save a few sheep was preparing him to fighting Goliath. He didn't know it at the time, but he stayed faithful. What is God doing in your life right now? What are some of the fights that you're fighting through right now that may seem useless? It may seem like they're not connected to anything. It may seem to you like a waste of time. Why would you risk your life for some sheep, you might think, in your own reality? See, what happens is that too many people, they get caught up on what the season is doing to them. And they can say, like, you know, if they were in David's shoes, I'm just a shepherd. Nothing is happening. There's no advancement happening. There's nothing happening in my life. I'm just taking care of some sheep. Even my brothers are ranked in the army. I'm not doing anything. Is that you? Are you living right now caught up in what the season is doing to you? Disappointed, discouraged, feeling defeated because you are not who you thought you should be. You went through a season and that season did a number on you. And now you're on the other side of it and you can't reconcile that you are not who you thought you should be. I want to remind you today, and I hope this is a seed that the Holy Spirit sows in your heart. I want to remind you today that the most important thing about this season is not what it is doing to you. The most important thing of this season is what it's producing in you. You got to know today that what's happening to you is not as significant as what God is doing in you. What is happening to you is not as significant as what God is doing in you. I hope you got to receive that today. Look at this scripture. It says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God is doing something in you. God is preparing you. God is strengthening you. What is happening to you is not as significant as what He is doing in you. See, there's a secret to facing hard seasons. There's a secret to going through a hard season and getting on the other side better than you were before. See, because a hard season, it can cripple you or it can strengthen you. And how can you go through a negative season and come out on the other side with positive, lasting results? Have you met those people? It doesn't matter what they go through. It seems like they're always getting stronger. It doesn't matter how many times they fall, they always get up. It doesn't matter how many times they are hit, they are always enduring and getting stronger. It's like they're Rocky Balboa, getting hit, but still winning the fight. Have you met those people? See, David was one of those people. Paul was one of those people. They knew the secret. The Apostle Paul shared the secret with us in that scripture. David also shares the secret with us. They both taught us this secret, and it's in the scriptures. We just read it. Look at what Paul said. Hope does not put us to shame. And look at what David wrote in one of his Psalms. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. This was a song that David sang, a secret that he learned. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God. The object of your hope matters. You will grow in this season so long as you hope in God. You will learn in this season so long as you hope in God. You will be strengthened in this season so long as you hope in God. You will be a victor in this season so long as you hope in God. It matters where we place our hope. It matters, because if we place our hope on something that is futile and that ends, our hope will end with it. But when we place our hope in God, everything is different. Let me ask you, where is your hope today? Where is your hope today? I started this message saying I wanted to encourage you to navigate different seasons of life with maturity. And this is what I encourage you with and teach you. This is what I want to encourage you with this morning. That everything can be going great in your life. But if your hope is in the wrong thing, ruin is certain. If your hope is in the wrong thing, it's not going to end well. But if your hope is in God, even in the middle of the difficulty, even in the middle of the turmoil, even in the middle of the challenge, victory is certain. God is with you. So I have a simple encouragement for you today. Hope in God. In all circumstances, through everything, place your hope in the Lord. Whatever challenge you're facing right now, maybe it's a financial challenge, maybe you're unemployed, maybe you're hoping for a promotion, maybe you're hoping for something to change in your life. Maybe it's a relationship challenge, maybe something ended that you were hoping was going to last and your hope was in that. No, place your hope in God. Your identity is in God. Who you are is in God. Whatever you're going through, place your hope in God. And I believe this, that if you continue and you're humble in the season of abundance, the different seasons that you go through life, if you're humble in the seasons of abundance and you realize it's by the grace of God that I'm here, and if you are faithful in the little, in the seasons where you only have a little, you will know, because you know that God is with you. When you go through that and you are faithful over much, because you know everything comes from God, you will be able to understand that a season brings with it its challenges, but it passes. And what stays with you is what God is doing in you, is what God is building in your life. Let me encourage you today to do that. I don't know what you're going through, but if you do this, if you choose to hope in God, not only will you see God transform your situation, not only will you see God come through in your life, but you begin to see things differently. Your perspective will change. If you choose not to put your hope in your paycheck, on the economy, on people with power, but you put your hope in God, your perspective in that season will change. And you will not dread it, but you will welcome what God is doing in your life. And you will be able to rejoice, even in your suffering, knowing that you will grow in endurance, that you will grow in character, and that hope will not disappoint you, because God is with you and for you, and He is faithful till the end. Do you receive it? I hope you receive it this morning.